Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. On the podcast, we've been talking a lot about our food trainers clients, and we've been fielding so many questions that we thought we'd devote an episode talking about the food training process and our programs and what makes working with us at Food Trainers maybe a little bit different from other nutritionists. Also, at the end of the episode, Carolyn has something important to share, so you're definitely not going to want to miss that.
Yeah, so when it comes to food training, we see all sorts of clients, and we did our dude training podcast a few weeks ago, so you know we do see men, but really 3/4 of our clients are women. We see clients as young as 13. If anyone comes in younger than that, any kids want to come in, we really see only their parents. We spoke a little bit about that on our kids podcast a few weeks ago too. And our most senior clients are close to 90, which I love. Those are such the coolest ones who still want to make changes. And it's really about like longevity and, you know, some still, I guess, will come in for weight too. So on that note, many or most of our clients do come in initially for weight loss, but this process is about so much more than just about weight. You can't talk about food on a deep level without talking about other things. And our sessions are about so much more than what you're eating. And we joke, but it really is like food therapy. Clients will come in for things other than weight too, of course. They'll come in when their digestion, energy, sleep, maybe their mood is off, or maybe they don't know exactly what's off, but something is. And we love helping clients get to the bottom of things. Of course, we also work with hormone imbalances, with headaches, autoimmune issues, and lots of GI issues too. A lot of doctors will refer people our way for that.
Yeah, and I always say we can check more than one box. So even if your interest in coming in is motivated by weight, oftentimes you'll see your energy will improve. It's sort of, there's sort of good side effects, or your concentration or your blood work will be better when you get it from your doctor. So I think neither one of us would be, you know, sort of content if we were just focusing on helping people lose a few pounds all day long. But it's really that these changes can be so much deeper and more meaningful. In terms of how long clients stay with us, the idea for food training came from working in a fitness setting. So I observed people seeing personal trainers once, twice, even 3 times a week. And you would never say, you know, I'm going to see a trainer for months, hopefully get some results, and then like quit. You just kind of commit for the long run. And the same really should be true for nutrition. So even if our clients initially come in weekly, and most of them do, and then space their visits out, we really are sort of focusing on whatever the issues are, and we'll get into it in a little bit, what some of those can be. So, you know, are you having seasonal allergies? Are you worried about cold and flu season? So it really is an ongoing process. I had a client today whose friend said to her, "You've lost all this weight. You know, why do you like need to be still going to see her?" Her was me. And she said, "Well, I want to keep feeling better, and I'm not necessarily, you know, sort of going just for the sake of losing weight." So I think that helps with seeing nutrition differently in general. We don't do nutrition for a month.
It's not a temporary fix.
It's daily. So I think, you know, that's something that we can all maybe benefit from. I mean, just today, it's somebody who wanted to get off of prescription meds. Another client needed help, has a lot of, I don't want to say struggle, but is prone to emotional eating. Another client had a family history of diabetes, and we were working on something called their A1C level and their blood work. And then a client who feels like she's getting sick a lot. So yes, many of these clients had a weight goal, but they had different focuses depending on the person.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lauren even has some clients from before Food Trainers opened, and Food Trainers actually turns 18 next month. Almost legal.
Exactly.
So to give you a taste of the process, we offer our classic food training program, which is a 90-minute initial where you leave with a completely customized food plan. And 90 minutes may seem like a lot of time, but trust us, there's so much to cover. Sometimes I find myself going over that amount of time too. And we dive in with a client and we're trying to really connect the dots. If we're hearing a lot of, you know, self-critical language, we will note that. And we'll ask for 3 words of how a client wants to feel moving forward. And some might say thinner or skinnier or whatever, but we also hear a lot of, I want to feel confident, positive, energized, stable. So even though weight can feel superficial, the deeper changes are definitely not superficial. And in terms of medical history, what's the saying? That your genes load the gun and your behavior actually pulls the trigger.
Oh, I love that saying.
It's a good one. So sometimes if we're fearful of cancer or Alzheimer's or heart disease, there's so much that's still within your power. So if you're listening, think about what conditions family members might have and what steps you could take with food and wellness to address them. And that's sort of what we'll give direct advice on and personal advice when someone comes in. So we do cover the family history.
Pieces. Yeah. And that's where it's different than like an article in a magazine is really just like, what are the things that you need to address? Mm-hmm. So one of them definitely is your family history. And the other thing is, you know, just what you've done in the past vis-a-vis weight. I opened Little Book of Thin with a client who I was going through her history. And I, one of the questions that we ask is, you know, what's worked for you? Mm-hmm. And she looked at me, still one of my favorites, and said, obviously nothing's worked, Lauren, or I wouldn't be here, which was, you know, just a classic answer. But really just there is information lurking in those attempts. So what did you like or dislike or do well with? You know, maybe somebody would say, I did Weight Watchers. I'm going to hold my comments, but I did Weight Watchers and it really helped with portion control, which is something that it does. Or we'll ask clients, when do you remember feeling your best? Which is kind of a nice thing for us all to think about. A big one, what was the food environment like growing up? You know, our earliest memory, one of the questions that we ask is, what's your earliest memory of food being like something more than just like fuel or something you put in your body? Everyone can recall like something that pushed their body buttons or food buttons. I was thinking about it for me, which is not exactly food, but I remember arriving at sleepaway camp. It might have been the summer before ninth grade, if I was pinpointing it. And we're all unpacking, all the girls, and you know, everybody had like boxes of tampons and bras. And you know, I was small and a late bloomer, maybe a no bloomer, never a bloomer. But I panicked. You know, I initially felt like different and you know, like not mature enough. Mm-hmm. Even though it wasn't necessarily that I felt heavier, it definitely pushed a button of, you know, sort of something with me not being right. And thankfully my mom like FedEx. Like non-bras or whatever.
That's hilarious. So that turns into a nice memory.
It is, but that feeling of being different or a different mm-hmm. size or a comment somebody makes, like they're indelible.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What was yours?
My food thing is not as interesting as, I remember showing up to like fifth or sixth grade and every girl had started shaving her legs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, this is
You're very blonde.
I know. I remember my sister like doing it for me in the bath after though. But so that's actually one of the most interesting parts of this is so much of what we do, even as adults, was learned from around our family dynamic, especially that family dynamic surrounding food. Mm-hmm. And we think about, were parents complimenters or were they criticizers? Were parents always dieting? Were there lots of home-cooked meals or a ton of takeout? This is so much information that we all have about, you know, our history mm-hmm. of food, and we might not even realize.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, often it's like a relief. We all have these memories, right? Like we don't even necessarily say them out loud. But when you can connect the dots for someone as to like, of course, dinner time is tricky. You had a chaotic dinner time growing up or something of that nature. You know, if you were forced to clear your plate or a parent shamed you, that, you know, that sticks with you. But we can use that to sort of figure out where your work lies. So we're gathering info. Like I always feel like a little bit of a detective as we're going through our initial sessions with clients. But different than therapy, and we're both huge fans of therapy, clients aren't coming to us or we don't feel comfortable like just doing the background talking. So not to overwhelm, even if we cover a lot in that 90 minutes, I think it's always important with planning that you try to, you know, synthesize it into like a few priorities. So we give clients three priorities. Where should you start? Usually we have some sort of data collection, like tracking your steps or tracking cocktails or your hours of sleep, like really taking inventory. We also always see nutrition in terms of what you should be eating more of. We've talked about these yes items before, which are things like, you know, hydrating more. I know that's drinking, not eating. Vegetables, it could be fermented foods, it could be protein. I don't know if I'm missing any. And then always things we need to eat fewer of. So that's mm-hmm. usually sugar, carbs.
Yeah, office snacks. So yeah, that's what someone's...
Exactly. Artificial sweeteners is one that will yank if people come in, you know, still drinking soda or something like that. And then like a little bit of the fun part, we always call it accessorizing, but supplements and secret weapons. So really, you're taking all this information and, you know, sort of making it actionable.
Mm-hmm.
It's often optional, but we feel that for us, it's good to have clients get on the scale. We weigh everybody backwards. They're in clothes. Yes, they're in clothes. So it's, you know, the number's heavier than it is in the morning when you're, you know, sort of naked right after a poop and you haven't eaten.
Uh-huh.
We don't want it to be a bad experience, but we like to do some sort of tracking. But we'll always ask, if a client comes in, like, how do you feel? And we'll look at the food journal first. So if somebody is losing weight and not feeling a difference and there's like behavior changes that are important to us, the scale is definitely not the most important part of the puzzle. It's a part of the puzzle. And oftentimes how you feel, how you're doing, what the scale says, it all kind of comes together.
You kind of know, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you end up leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Chat about this?
Oh, sorry. I got a little cue. So yeah, so clients will leave with their plan. We also have our daily deets book, which is our food log, which we've kept. We're sticklers for keeping it off the computer, so it's handwritten. You can order those at Shop Food Trainers. And then we'll pick some snacks, some starter supplements. You know, that's the fun part for clients. We sort of say like, okay, this is what I would suggest. And then they get to pick and choose what they go home with.
Totally. Yeah. It's definitely the yummiest part. And people love seeing what's new in here. So check out our shop too, if you're not familiar. So after the first few sessions, we will come up with a more comprehensive customized supplement regimen. And a lot of times we like to have labs to see what's really happening with vitamin D, with your hormones, with blood sugar, cholesterol, and we'll even give you a list to take to your doctor of what we want to see tested. But back to our sessions. So after the initial, we really like to see new clients every 7 days or so for the first 8 weeks. And we find accountability is really one of the most important ingredients in this whole food training process. So if you're embarking on nutrition or therapy or personal training, we suggest making your appointments for 2 months out, really. And you know, if it can be weekly, that's really, really beneficial.
I think that way, like if you're scheduling week to week, oftentimes your next week, both for us and for the client, is already filled up. So anytime you're, as Carolyn said, you know, sort of starting a new activity or working with a new expert, put those appointments in so that you then do your work schedule or kids' schedules around that.
Yeah, and it helps a lot of times like have a consistency with that too. And,
So
we will book clients for a month or two out just so they're totally committed. And then in follow-ups, the first question we ask before clients say anything is what went well this week? And everyone runs in and is, you know, sits down, plumps down and is like,
ready to confess.
And the negative sort of demons of what I did wrong and here's what you're not going to like about what you see in my food journal. And like, that's not how we look at things at all. So even when we review the Daily Deets book, when a client may say, I'm overeating late night, we will take a look and then say, well, you underate over the course of that day. So that's not a surprise at all to us. We're looking at like the whole sort of week across the, you know, as a whole. And we might even see that your sleep needs a little bit of work and that will help to keep your appetite in check and you from getting really munchy mid-afternoon or after dinner. And then we do a sort of forecast. What is coming up for you the next week or two? Do you have travel? Do you have any sort of celebration, a conference that we need to walk through? And these can be helped so much by talking it through. And I think that that's a big part of what makes food training different is the planning piece. Like the planning is the difference between you feeling in control and feeling out of control.
Yeah, I think the planning piece and also back to what you were saying, we often, like somebody will say like, I'm doing this poorly, period. And what you want, why are we doing this poorly? As Carolyn said, is it another part of your day that needs to be tweaked? Or is it something that's happening emotionally that you're not in touch with? Sometimes even saying like, you know, like I'm really frustrated about blah, 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 and giving it sort of that background information helps you start to move past it rather than just like that, like never ending tape of this was bad, that was bad.
Right. Yeah. I've been making people do like a self-love list or a gratitude list too recently. And that seemed just like get out of that negative headspace. Even if you feel like you hate the way that you're looking right now, which like we all have those days of, do you like, I don't know, your toenails.
I don't like my toenails.
It could be that grateful that you have
like
ears.
One body compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're obviously food trainers, but you can't, you know, extricate the food from talking about sleep and stress and exercise and just how you're feeling overall. These are even when clients roll their eyes, you know, our anti-woo-woo clients, like you can't, we all need, you know, sort of all the pieces of the puzzle. And if you just try, I think where food has gone wrong and where diets and weight loss has gone wrong is really looking at it only through the prism of, you know, a cup of broccoli.
Totally.
And which we, you know, sort of, we all know those things and aren't necessarily feeling our best. Another fun part, and this, I know this feels a little bit like an infomercial, but it really is. I think, you know, these are questions that we do get, and you don't have to come and see us, but I think about your first food memory. Think about giving yourself compliments, as Carolyn said. Think about, you know, sort of what you're doing well. You can benefit from this even if you're not coming to see us. We try to make things fun. I know that, you know, sort of has quotes around fun a little bit, and gamify things, so to speak. So we have like sticker rewards for clients depending on what they did well for travel. And this was in Little Book of Thin as well. We have what we call a travel glad live, where we go through, you know, what are you going to stick to? You know, how many treats are you going to have? What do you need to bring with you? What are you going to eat on the plane? All of those things. And then we also have one day challenges. You know, for one day, skip anything sweet. We've talked about our savory day, and we have a bunch of those as well. So the more you can, you know, sort of take the dread and seriousness out of nutrition and weight loss, the more success you're going to have. You can't do something endlessly that's dreadful. Mm-hmm. And just even an example from this morning that comes to mind, I had a client who's, you know, eating emotionally after dinner. The worst advice would be like, don't eat that.
Stop.
I was saying, well, the reason you're eating emotionally after dinner, and sorry if I'm going off on a tangent, is because it's serving a purpose. It's you know, helping, you know, sort of, it's distracting you. It's giving you a little bit of comfort. And we talked about how much this client likes, like, you know, getting in like a, you know, soak and Epsom bath and that kind of thing. I said, but you, like, there's a difference between scheduling that, you know, I'm going to at 9 o'clock every night do take a bath versus having it be like theoretical.
I should take a bath. Yeah.
take a bath. And so that's just an example again of going from like, here's the information to finding the solution for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, how you're going to actually do it, I think, is the most important part. And a lot of times habit replacement too, versus just being like, no, we never would say, stop doing that.
Right.
But like, well, what are you going to do instead? Because that's the way you actually make changes, by like sort of a replacement theory.
Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with wanting comfort.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with needing like a little bit of like, you know, wanting to check out. We just don't, like, we can do it differently than chocolate.
I use CBD for that.
We have lots of ways to check out magnesium. Totally. I did like a post, like, this is what it takes to fall asleep in your 40s.
Oh, my God. Like,
little arsenal. Okay.
Yeah. So then we have our food stocking program for years. And we love this one, and clients love this so much. So Lauren and I used to have clients send their food log to us on a daily basis. And we sort of now have made it an actual type of food training. So it's called our food stocking program. And if people are having trouble getting momentum, they check in every single day.
So how would it work?
Okay, sorry, I'm all over the place with this. It wasn't really practical for us to do this with multiple clients. You know, we were getting random journals throughout the day and then, you know, expected to respond. So we started this thing called food stocking, which is really the ultimate accountability. It's like if we could follow you around with a magnifying glass and, you know, sometimes see pictures of your food, or, you know, basically we started out giving someone a daily tip every single day. So it might be, I don't know, like a green day, or you choose something that you want to boost this week, or a homemade day. And so we send them every single morning.
It's not in person.
So, yeah,
email based. You can do it. You'll figure out in a minute why we're sort of a little bit flustered today, both of us. And so what it is every starting on Monday through Sunday, you would sign up for a week of food stocking. We send a tip in the morning, and then clients get a template and they send us their full report of the day at night. And again, what it is instead of us forecasting a week as we do in session, it really lets you like stay within the day. And we actually have people that get, you know, borderline addicted. We're like, you need to take a week off, you know, that kind of thing. But it really is. There's something, it's just important with any behavior change to find out the system that's best for you. Like, is it an app? Some clients are like, I only want to do in person. I can't do the phone. I don't want email. And to really find out like both the expert that like resonates with you and also like how it's going to work. Like some people want to work out at home. Some people need to get out and go to the gym, that kind of thing. And give that some thought rather than just this worked for your friend.
Totally.
Just like the worst. So sometimes the worst way to find what's going to work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we'll cover a lot of different things too, based on what's coming, like what's going on with a specific person, alcohol, when is their witching hour? Should they be meditating? And it like really does just become a completely customized self-care and wellness plan in addition to a food plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So as Lauren said earlier, I have some personal news to share with you guys, and I hope I won't cry in doing so, which I'm already going to start doing. But I wanted you to hear it directly from me. So it's insanely bittersweet to let you know that my time in New York City is winding down. And with that, after 9 incredible years, my time
slow down.
at Food Trainers is winding down at the end of October also. I know that people move and change jobs all the time, but if you're a regular listener or part of the Food Trainers family in any way, I'm sure you know that this has been so much more than just a job to me. Lauren and I are truly as tight as we seem, even outside of the office. Like we do travel and actually hang out all the time together. And so to fill you in a little bit on what's been going on, this isn't some big dramatic thing or goodbye or, end of a friendship with Lauren. But over the past year or so, it really started to feel like this chapter of my life in New York City was starting to come to a close and it was time for a new one to begin. New York City just stopped feeling like where I belong. And in fact, I started totally freaking out on the subway and just hating my apartment. Like I need trees and space. And I don't think a dishwasher and a nice kitchen is too much to ask for in my 30s. So you may know from social media that for years I traveled all the time to try to find a little balance. And that just isn't working anymore. And as we tell clients all the time, when something's not working, it's a great opportunity to experiment with something new. So really, I'm just taking my own advice here. It's time for a serious nature infusion to get New York City out of my bones for a while. And I will be heading out to Denver for a few months to start. And then other than that, there really aren't too many plans. I'm going to take a minute to figure out exactly what's next, which feels like the best gift I can give to myself, especially in the mountains. And I do have tons of friends and family around. I think I've been getting some questions like as if I'm going out there on like an eat, pray, love moment. It's not that sort of thing.
That's okay.
And I know that it does make the planners in my life totally freak out, but I've always been better at winging it. And I really am excited. As much as I'm trying to hold tears back here, I simultaneously am also totally sad and terrified to move on from what has been the most incredible chapter of my life. But I also know in my gut that it's time. So that's what's going on. And most importantly, I want to say to Lauren, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you endlessly for your support and your friendship. I've said it 100 times before, but working at Food Trainers with you has been an absolute dream. And it's been soul filling in a way that I know most people never, ever get to experience through their work. So thank you with my whole heart, Lauren, for taking a chance on little me 9 years ago and for teaching me everything I know about counseling and also so much about life too. The laughs and the adventures have been the absolute best. And I also know that they are not over for us. I also want to thank all of you podcast listeners, current and past clients, our newsletter readers, shop supporters, Instagram friends. The Food Trainers family runs so, so deep. And I appreciate your support so much as I head into my next chapter. So if you want to be in touch, you absolutely can still find me on social media. I will not be falling off the face of the earth. And it's not goodbye yet. We still do have a few more episodes of the season to finish out. Stay tuned for lots more great content. And in the future, I know Lauren has so much good stuff up her sleeve and I will be listening from those Rocky Mountains or wherever I land after 6 months.
Okay, breathe. I'm speechless. I'm never speechless. Yeah, I mean, it goes without thank you for everything you said. It goes like working with you has been a dream. And in so many ways, I feel like we have the same sensibility and in so many important ways, we're also, I'm one of the planners in Carolyn's life who is worried. No. And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your humor, your kindness. I mean, Carolyn is just someone who is always like genuinely concerned and asking, about your family, your plans. It's part of why she's so good at what she does. And, it's hard to even be as good a friend in return. She's so good to those in her corner. And she really, when I heard this news, and Carolyn has, we've known about this internally for a long time, but we've both been in denial. And I heard about it when it was, still raw. And I saw what a hard time Carolyn was having. And my initial reaction, which maybe is psycho or surprising, which is like, go, like, don't, you can't stay where you're sad and you need to like try this, you know, why not? I think it was only after, which kind of explains our relationship, that I was like, oh shit, she's leaving and like, we have a business together. But I think that, you know, it really is just a testament to the kind of, like, I truly only want you to be happy. And I, you know, and as you said, I know we'll always be in each other's lives. So, you know, I think you've made your clients happy and your friends happy and your family happy. And like, it's your turn to be happy. I mean, I think, of course, there's an unfillable hole, but like, work can't meet like all your needs. We tried. I mean, work meets a lot of our needs, I think we're both big believers in like, this is like a part of our lives and it's not our whole lives. And I think, you know, just from the food trainer standpoint, I hate change. You know, I had the same nanny for 17 years. I said nanny before husband, the same, you know, I've been with my husband since I was 20, you know, like, I'm just like, I'm not somebody who chooses change. You know, I've been sitting in this chair for a really long time, but I think again, Carolyn and I have such a good rhythm and everything's so easy and natural that when Carolyn leaving now, I'm like, okay, so like, what do I want to do differently? Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm starting to write a new book. More on that later. This is, you know, not about me, but I'm going to live in denial until our last day comes. It just sort of hit us as October 1st rolled around. But, you know, I wanted Carolyn to be able to tell listeners and tell clients. I wanted you to hear it, you know, from the horse's mouth, so to speak, you know, and hear it in her voice and hear that this is, you know, sort of a good thing and a next chapter and that, you know, sort of change is sometimes good and that we're good.
Yes, totally.
Too. And maybe then you don't have to like, you know, barrage her with, you know, 100 questions about where she's going, what she's doing. She's not crazy. This is completely well thought out. And I think it's awesome. And I told her that I'm definitely going to show up at her door at a certain point. And you can still, we have more adventures to follow.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we still have some more coming up. So tune in and yeah.
Take care.
Bye.